Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. We are celebrating National 4-H Week this week. National 4-H Week is celebrated every year, the first week in October, and we are excited to be at the beginning of a new 4-H year and enrolling new 4-Hers in the Cass County 4-H program. If you'd like to join, we'd love to chat with you and help you understand what 4-H is all about and how it can help youth grow into leaders, communicators, and great citizens in their local, regional, and national communities. We had a great start to the week, kicking off National 4-H Week with our 4-H Fall Fest. Even though we had to make a few modifications, we had a great time handing out 4-H STEM to-go kits, National 4-H Week goodie bags, and having families join us on a scavenger hunt across the fairgrounds. If you were not able to join us for that event, you can still get in on the fun. You can stop by the Cass County Extension office anytime this week and pick up your National 4-H Week goodie bag. We have plenty of join 4-H kits left. If you'd like to learn more about joining one of the many 4-H clubs or Clover Kids groups here in Cass County, we even have a few STEM kits left. If you'd like to pick up a science to go activity kit that you can do at home, we have kits for Clover Kids in kindergarten through third grade and kits for older kids, fourth grade and up. Three different activities to pick from in each age level, so we hope you will stop in and pick one of those up and get a 4-H week goodie bag, and join us online through some of our fun 4-H Facebook contests online as well. And we will be celebrating National 4-H Week all week, and we hope you will join us. Coming up this weekend, our Cass County Master Gardeners are hosting their second annual fall plant sale on Saturday, October 10th. That begins at 8 a.m. in the front parking lot of the Cass County Community Center and will go until sold out. Sometimes we start to get pretty low on selection by 10 a.m., so we do encourage you to get here early for best selection. We will be updating our procedures for this year to ensure social distancing. We'll have a one-way traffic flow, plenty of hand sanitizer. Masks are encouraged if you are not able to stay socially distant. And we will be spreading out the plants so you can peruse at a distance. We will also have a drive-up option, especially if you pre-ordered bulbs from our bulb sale. Those will be packaged and ready for pickup beginning this Saturday. If you'd like to drive up and tell one of our volunteers what type of plants you are looking for and make a free will donation, we would be happy to help you find plants for your garden without you ever having to leave your vehicle. If you have plants that you are digging from your garden and you would like to donate those to the plant sale, or if you have plants that need divided and you would like assistance dividing those, our Master Gardeners are willing to come to your location if it's convenient and dig up some of those plants. If you're willing to donate them to the plant sale, you can call the Cass County Extension Office for more information and we will get you in touch with our volunteers, 712-243-1132. Again, fall is a great time to plant spring flowering bulbs. We do have many of the bulbs from our bulb pre-sale already sold, but we do have several Narcissus daffodil mix left, so those will be available for pre-order up until the plant sale, and we will be selling the extra Narcissus or daffodil bulbs on the plant sale this Saturday, so we encourage you to check those out. October is the ideal time to plant tulips, daffodils, and other spring flowering bulbs. Planting in October allows them to have enough time to develop a good root system before the ground freezes in winter. Bulbs can be planted as late as November or early December if the ground is not frozen or covered with snow, but we do encourage you to get them in the ground in October. If you have bulbs and need to store them until you plant them, they should be stored in a cool, dry location, such as a garage or basement, until they can be planted. When you do plant, select a favorable location for the bulbs. Tulips, daffodil, hyacinth, and crocus perform best in areas that receive at least 6 hours of direct sun per day. If you're planting something like snowdrop, snowflakes, and Siberian squill, they can be grown in partial shade with about 2 to 4 hours of sun per day. Bulbs do need well-drained, fertile soil, and poorly drained soils may need to be improved by incorporating organic matter such as compost. Spring flowering bulbs should be planted in clusters or groups to achieve the greatest visual impact in the garden. You want to plant 10 or more bulbs of the same cultivar in an area if you're planting tulips or daffodils. For smaller growing plants, such as hyacinth and crocus, you want to plant those in groups of 25 or more. Plant at a depth equal to 3 or 4 times the maximum diameter. So tulips and daffodils should be planted about 6 to 8 inches deep, while smaller bulbs can be planted about 3 to 4 inches deep. Similarly, large bulbs should be spaced about 4 to 6 inches apart, and smaller bulbs can be placed as close as every 3 inches. After planting, you want to water, especially if the weather is dry in the fall, to promote good root development before the onset of winter, and if they go in the ground too late, you may want to mulch to avoid them being pulled out of the ground by the freeze-thaw cycle. Again, we hope you will join us for National 4-H Week. To celebrate that, and we hope you'll join us this weekend for our fall plant sale with the Master Gardeners beginning at 8 a.m. on Saturday. You can find more information about all of our upcoming programs and activities online on our website, on Facebook, call our office at 712-243-1132, or stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.